even the salvation of your souls. And today I want to talk to you about his glory is intended for everything, even our failures. His glory is intended for everything, even our failures. And it says in 1 Peter 1:9-11, it says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. So we see two out of the three that we found at the post. It says in verse 11, searching what or what manner of time of the spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So we see this threefolded cord that we find at the place that we've been calling the post coming out of Proverbs, that our entire message on faith was really to really bring forth salvation again in areas that we needed it. And it moved us from faith to grace, which is the divine influence. And now it's bringing and revealing the glory, which is another type and shadow of influence because it reveals God's opinion. So we're learning that the end of our faith isn't just salvation of our souls, but it's also revealing his glory on our lives. This is where the glory of God will begin to rest on our lives here. And again, the word glory means opinion, it means judgment, it means view, it also means estimate. All those words are kind of synonymous. It means whether good or bad concerning someone. And then it ends up here. You end up after getting God's opinion, his judgment, his view, his estimate, whether good or bad, that's a key for you today. Whether it's good or bad, it always is going to mount up to glory. It means the absolutely perfect inward or personal excellency of Christ. And that's where we're going to end up. Absolutely perfect inward or personal excellency of Christ. Excellency, we all know, means the place where his power, it dominates. It dominates. It outranks every power that's known to man. Anything that has power or influence, it gets dominated by the personal excellency of Christ. And so now we're getting this rhema about the glory now coming on us here. Because while we're at the post of his doors, what we've been coming into is the temperament, but in actuality, it's not just God's mannerism that we've been coming into. His opinion is locked inside that. And because his opinion flows with his temperament, it is revealing the glory. Amen. It reveals the glory because God's opinion, God's judgment, and his view are always 100% right. How could it not reveal the glory? Amen. Every opinion and view that God has for you is always correct, 100% correct. All right? So and it's meant for everything. This glory, this opinion is meant for everything. This familiar scripture this was a revelation to me reading it over again. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. There it is right there. Amen. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Why? Because God has an opinion about every situation and circumstance that you're in. The reason he says to acknowledge him in all of our ways is because his view and opinion, he has a view and an opinion about everything. And his view and his opinion will lead to absolute glory in any and in all things we have going on in our lives. I'm telling you, in everything. It will lead to absolute perfection. That's why the writer says it. That's why it was written this way. In all thy ways, yes, acknowledge him. Now I understand. Because there's glory to be had in everything that we do. There's glory. There is God's perfection is waiting for us. And he wants to increase and heighten our faith. He wants us to fully understand and relish in the fact that every situation is a God, is an opportunity for glory. Everything. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So there is glory to be had in every single thing. It's so powerful, and so it's so God-proof. It's so dynamic that this next scripture really is going to open up to you. In the book of Psalms, chapter 138, verse number 8, it says here, watch this, his glory is even ordained and will function in our failures. Watch this here. In Psalms 138 and 8, it says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, I love this, and I give him praise for this here. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Endureth forever. Why? I'll show you why in a second. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me, the writer says. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. Now, the word perfect is a powerful definition. It means to end. But watch this. He ends it whether by completing what concerns you or causing what concerns you to be a failure. To be a failure. I know people don't like that word. They don't want to hear about what they're aspiring to do, failing. Nobody wants to hear that. Well, typically, it's in a natural sense, it's true. We don't want to fail at the things we're trying to achieve. But with God, there's a difference here. He will perfect that which concerneth you. He will, whether it's by completing it or by causing it to fail. Now, in God, when he causes a thing to fail, it's because he had a different opinion than what you had. His view and opinion, his estimate, which produces absolute perfection, was different from yours. Sometimes we go about situations the way that we believe that we will achieve. And God, through failure, will bring glory into your life. It will. It'll set up for you to really go and listen to his opinion and view so he can bring it into a place of completion. Sometimes we're just moving wrong. Sometimes we're aspiring in the wrong direction. And if we see stagnancy, listen, there's glory to be had in the fact that you've been stagnated. It just means that you need to come to the post. You need to listen to what God's opinion is concerning the thing that you're trying to get done. Because whether he completes it for you or causes it to fail, it will be perfect. It will end up in the glory. So in either case, whether he completes it or whether it brings it to failure, it's all being done by his glory, by his opinion. And we've got to be willing. Listen, I know this sounds crazy, but sometimes we've got to be willing for something to fail. We've got to be willing because sometimes we keep going around the old mulberry bush, or we stay in the wilderness at a 10-day journey or 9-day journey or whatever, how many days it was. We end up going around 40 years because we have the wrong opinion, because we have the wrong view on something. There is glory in failure. There is glory I'm telling you right now, there is glory because it gives you the opportunity to really seek God's opinion, his view on how you can absolutely get this done and it become perfect, where you can prosper. There might be just one thing you might have to do in your company for your business that God wants to set his opinion on you so you can it can be tweaked, because he knows exactly where the glory and how the glory is going to come and rest on it. He knows how he ordained for it to be done in the first place. And he's the creator of everything. So therefore, his opinion should count the most. He has all knowledge. He has all wisdom. He has all counsel. He knows exactly how to cause you to win. in every situation. And this is the truth, and this is the glory that's waiting for us. But we've got to sometimes, I'm telling you again, I'll say it again, sometimes we have to accept failure. We have to accept defeat so the glory can come forth. And we'll get with that a little bit more in a little bit. So we have to trust his opinion and not our desires, guys. We've got to trust his opinion and not our desires. For it's his view and opinion that will lead to the manifestation of total perfection. His opinion always produces the very highest and absolute best results. Yeah, it always does. My mother used to tell me as a boy growing up that God is going to work things for my highest good. I didn't like to hear that all the time because that would mean that I have to let go of things. When I wanted to make the traveling team for basketball, that I don't understand how God would make that my highest good and I don't make the team I desire to make. Thank God I made it. But I would have to face the fact that even in failure, God would be glorified. Why? Maybe it might push me a little bit harder to work harder at my craft at the time when it was basketball. And maybe that was the situation. But God would find a way to be glorified. But we've got to trust even in failures, there's glory ready to be revealed. Just one word is a song we used to sing in worship. Just one word is all we need. That's all we need to be free. That's all we need to succeed. Just one word of God's opinion, and we will succeed. Just one word. If he speaks one word about an area that you might have moving in habitual ways that are wrong, just one word, just hearing one word of his opinion will set you free. It'll set you free. That's the glory. So we need to let go at the post and hear his opinion in any matter and allow his glory to carry us to exceeding and abundantly above all we could ask or think. This is why he says that darkness and light are both alike unto him. In failure, there is darkness. Yeah, it's a dark period for a moment. But if it's God's opinion that you fail, it will end up in the glory.
Amen.
It'll end up in the glory. Watch this. Watch this here. This is really powerful. We got to have faith that his glory is revealed in the darkness. We got to begin to have faith here. So therefore, we can go in with an open mind and open heart about circumstances. We can open ourselves, I mean, completely to hear whether God's going to be a wrecking ball or whether God is going to erect it instantly. Either way, it's going to end up in the glory. And we've got to have faith that his glory is revealed in the darkness. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:6, familiar, we've been reading this quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. It says, for God who commanded, listen, I love this, the light to shine out of darkness, he commands it. He shined in our hearts or in our minds to give the light, watch, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, to give the light to illuminate and give you an awareness of God's opinion. He's coming out of your darkness. He wants you to have an awareness. Darkness, man, it may sound crazy, but darkness is a benefit. Darkness is really, really, it's really giving you a leg up when situations aren't moving. It should drive you to the foot of the cross or to the post. It should drive you to go really seek and hear God's opinion, to let go of something, to release it. And if it's of God, he will build it. If not, he'll cause it to fail and rebuild something completely better that really reflects his glory.
Hallelujah.
So now it's coming. This darkness is there so it can give light and give awareness to God's opinion, the glory, in the face or in the person of Jesus Christ. That's why we go to the post, because it's coming out of his temperament. God's opinion flows inside of the face or the person of Jesus Christ. So by the time God is revealing temperament, his opinion is also in the revelation of his temperament. And so now you have the mannerism and the ability to walk in the opinion of God, because he's blessed you also with the person of Jesus Christ. He's blessed you with the temperament, those four beasts. He's blessed you with his personality, the way he moves, with how he would shift and flow. He blesses you so you can hold and walk in and walk out the opinion without fail. And then results are the glory. So it's from the darkness that reveals the light of his glory. We're going to get further into this right now. His glorious view and opinions can't and won't be stopped by our failures. Someone needs to hear that again. Hear this now. Hear it. His glorious view and opinions can't and won't be stopped by our failures. In fact, they're enhanced. His opinions and his views are enhanced by our failures. When you've been chosen by him into the realm of life, the revelation of Jesus Christ, nothing will stop the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. Nothing. I don't care how many times you fail at something. Look into the fact that you're failing and failing and failing. Now go grab hold and listen out for his opinion.
Amen.
Just one word. Just one word. Don't be afraid to let go if it keeps failing. If you can't seem to win, if you can't seem to really walk in deliverance, don't be afraid to go and let him minister his opinion. Because when he says it, you're free. You're free. The glory is already being developed in you. Here's some further confirmation for you in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Listen to this, very familiar still, but watch this here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 3 really shines the light on why I need his opinion, because he made everything. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, watch this now, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light, watch where it shines, and the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness, watch this though, but the darkness comprehended it not. Your failures won't comprehend. That's why you don't seek his opinion, because you can't, our darkness can't comprehend his light. That's why when we get to the post, we've got to let go of the thing that we keep failing in. We've got to release it. Because if you try to hold on to it while you're at the post, the darkness that's there won't be able to comprehend his opinion. That's why oftentimes we won't get his opinion, because we're not letting go. We're not releasing and trusting. If you can hear me, just say amen.
Amen. So good.
So the light shineth in darkness, but the darkness comprehends it not. So now if we don't let go of our opinion when we go to the post, you've got to be able to release the way you view, the way you feel, the way you're thinking. You've got to be able to let it go, because when you do, my goodness, light now can shine. Now the knowledge of his opinion can flood you. And when it does, just one word is all you're going to need. Just one word. I am seeking a word from the Lord. I want his opinions about things that are not moving in the direction that they should be. I want his view. If I get it, I'm free. If you get it, you're free. But let go of how you feel. Let go of your opinion when you're moving to the post. Let go. Because your darkness, listen, it will not comprehend. It will not have an awareness. He won't even reveal his opinion if he knows you're holding on. So here, it says, there was a man sent from God in verse 6, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8 says, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9, here it is, that was the true light, which lighteth, that word right there is bolded out, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now the word lighteth means this, look at this. He lighteth every man. This ability to walk in glory is there for every man. He lighteth means to enlighten. It means make to see. It means to enlighten again spiritually. It means imbue. This is my favorite definition, to imbue with saving knowledge. Look at that. The light was there to bring forth salvation, to bring forth saving knowledge. It also means the light that to lighteth means to instruct or to inform. Instruct takes us back over to Proverbs chapter 8. It says, receive instruction and don't refuse it. Why? Because in the instruction is the glory. Yeah. To imbue with saving knowledge. He's trying to save you. He's trying to bring, this is what the end of our faith was, the salvation of our souls. But it's not just our souls. It will save every situation. Glory was intended for everything. He wants to open your eyes. He wants to make you to see what you haven't been seeing. But if you hold your opinion, that's the glory that you're going to get out of it, whatever you can produce. Be ready to run. Be ready to become weary. Be ready to faint, because that's all that the glory that we hold, our opinions only bring failure. But within that failure, God says, I have a light that's ready to shine from out of your failure. I have a light that's ready to reveal my opinion, my view on how to make you succeed and bring true salvation to you. In your failures, I have light. It's coming out of your darkness. Let me reveal it to you. Have faith even in the fact that because you failed, there's a rhema about me coming to you. Man, I tell you, this is a revelation for the ages. Paul had this revelation. He really did. Watch this. Jesus had this revelation. They spoke words that were powerful. It says in the Holy Ghost note here, the light of the glory was tailor-made. It should say tailor-made. It's tailor-made to shine. Tailor-made to shine. It's tailor-made to shine in failures. I'm going to say that again. The light of the glory was tailor-made to shine in all of our failures. Oh my gosh, can you imagine failing in throughout the day? Something didn't go your way. You went here, you tried to get this account, or you tried to do this, or you tried this, or whatever it is that you might have been trying, and it just didn't work. Do you realize that's the opportunity for God to reveal his glory to you?
Oh.
It's tailor-made. Listen, with this insight, we can't lose at all. This is another win-win for us. So I tried it this way, but I failed. Hold it, let me get to the post. It was my opinion, Father, that I would do things like this. I thought it would work. It says, wait. That doesn't just say come and strike. No, it says wait there. Waiting at the post. Wait. Stand still. Wait. I think his glory is worth the wait.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It was tailor-made to shine in our failures. This is further proof that his glory is truly at the post as well. Again, it says in Proverbs 8 that we should receive instruction and refuse it not. That same instruction is the release of his glory unto us. Our position in authentic faith is ready to reveal the glory of God on our lives. Watch this. Jesus said it like this. This was a powerful statement. It blew up in my spirit yesterday, while I was at the barbershop, it blew up. Jesus said this. Jesus answered and said unto them, watch this, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. What you're going to look at as a failure is going to cause the glory to come forth.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Destroy the temple if you want to, and in 3 days I'll raise it up, and it will be raised in perfection. Amen. You're looking at failure, but I see glory, opportunity. You're saying that it's failing. You're saying something is dying. You're saying something in your life might not be working. But God is saying, no. I want to raise it up in perfection. Destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I will raise it up. Glory be to God. What you're looking at as being failure, God is saying, I see perfection. I see an opportunity for my glory. Somebody say amen if you got that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I see an opportunity for glory. I see it. You're calling it a failure. No. It's not a fail. It's an opportunity for glory to be revealed. Somebody has to grab that there. It's been tough, I know. It's been hard, I know. It seems impossible at times, I know. But my goodness, in the midst of all of that smoke, God is saying there's an opportunity for glory. Jesus knew it. He said, go ahead, destroy the temple, and I'll raise it back up in 3 days. Watch me. You'll see failure, but I'll see glory. Paul said it like this here. So what looks like as a failure to us is an opportunity for the glory to be revealed. It's an opportunity for God to release his view and his opinions and manifest perfection. Don't you worry about you going around the same bush over and over again. Let go of your opinion for a moment. Come to the post. Let God minister his. And if he ministers failure, he'll raise it up again. But this time he's going to raise it unto perfection. Watch this. Paul said it like this. I like what Paul said. He said over here, he said, of such an one will I glory. He's talking about glorying in Jesus. Yet of myself, I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Hold it now. We've read this scripture for a long time, but now looking at it from this standpoint, Paul is letting us know, I won't glory in myself. I will not move in my own opinion. I will actually glory in my failures, in my infirmities, in my weaknesses. I will glory. Why? Because the opinion of God is given to me from there. Light shines in my darkness.
Hallelujah.
I won't glory in what I feel is I should do. I will not glory in it. He said, I will glory in him. I'll only glory in the fact that I have infirmities. I'll only glory in the fact that I have failures. Because it's from these failures that light is beginning to shine. Somebody be encouraged today that know this, that even in your failures, even in you doing it over and over and over again, there's still light ready to shine.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The glory is still there. That's why I said darkness and light are both alike unto thee. It doesn't matter. They're both going to end up in the glory. Oh God, hallelujah. 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 Haku roku ba 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 dia yo so dodo. Runde kisa manakustu nali dia. Jesus, I bless you. I bless you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, my Lord. Did you hear what the psalmist said up here? Did you hear what the psalmist said? I think the psalmist told us something pretty powerful. I think he said that his salvation, he said, his mercy endureth forever. That means there's light. There's light because his mercy endureth forever. So in every failure, there's still light because his mercy is enduring forever. So don't worry. Listen, when you're chosen, you're chosen. And if you've named the name of Jesus, If you believe on the name, I'm telling you, his mercy will endure forever. There'll be light. I don't care how many times you fail, that there's still light there because his mercy endureth forever for you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He will not forsake the works of his hands. You, child of God, are the works of his hands. His mercy endures forever. I don't care. I say again, I don't care. I hear the Holy Ghost say, I don't care how many times you failed. My glory is still there. Because my mercy endures forever. My mercy endures forever. An example, and I'm going to close with this example here. From failure to glory. From failure to glory. It says here in Luke chapter 8, verse 43, and we'll read down to verse 48. Watch this here. It says, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him. Let me just give you another text. In another text, it says this woman heard. She had heard that Jesus was coming. She heard. And then it would pick up in verse 44. It says, came behind him after hearing. She came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee. And sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. She sought physicians for years. She spent all her living. It was an epic fail. Epic fail. She just, nothing could make her better. She was just, it was all failure. But the Father, being full of grace, full of love, caused her to hear about Jesus and believe. Gave her his opinion about what Jesus could do. Switched her opinion. Her opinions for all those years were on the facts of what the doctors said that they could do. And you know they were giving her false hope because she was spending her money. And they were telling her things that were not true. They were filling her with all of their worldly knowledge and opinions. Just one word. She heard that Jesus was coming through the town. She heard. And the Father revealed his opinion to the woman. And as the Father, because the only one that can reveal the Son is the Father. So the Father revealed the Son to her and gave his opinion. He can heal you. In fact, he didn't even say you need him to lay hands. He said, if you just touch, this was his opinion. Girl, if you get to touch the hem of his garment, you'll be made whole.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He didn't even have to tell her. He got to lay hands on you and pray over you. No. He told her, girl, press your way through, touch the hem of this brother's garment, and you will be healed. That was God's opinion.
Yes.
That was God's view that he revealed to her. The woman went up and stole her healing.
Yes.
But she didn't steal it, and Jesus had to give her props because he understood. He said, no, girl, you didn't do nothing wrong. I know who gave you your point of view. I understand my Father revealed. He revealed to you, go touch his hem. And he said, thy faith. God's opinion became, God's glory became her faith. God's glory became her faith to press through the crowd and touch him. And God's glory, watch this now. God's glory also perfected her situation. in verse 48, Jesus says to her, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace. So I see this here. The glory didn't just heal her, but the glory made her whole. And the Lord told me, he said, all the money she spent on the physicians would be returned. Because I made her whole. I didn't just heal. The glory is set to bring perfection. The word wholeness actually means everything was complete. We say it like this. She had nothing missing and nothing broken. That's what the glory did. In that one opinion, she was healed and made whole. The woman spent all her living, meaning all her life savings is what that means. And all of the doctor's opinions couldn't get it done. It was nothing but failure after failure. But when she heard of Jesus, the Father revealed his glory and brought manifestation and perfection unto her. He told her that her faith had made her whole. So she didn't just get healed. The glory made her whole. Nothing would be missing, as I said, and nothing would be broken. Even her life savings would be returned, for the glory made her whole. Not healed, everyone, but whole. Whole. That's why the angels fly around him saying, holy, holy, holy. Because he's whole. And so if he says thy faith had made thee whole, he's talking about his level of wholeness. Nothing else missing that woman's life. One opinion, one word changed everything. Just touched the hem of his garments. Her faith had made her whole. Now watch this here. Final Holy Ghost note. At the post, we find a threefolded cord of influence. That's what the Lord revealed to me. There's a threefolded cord of influence. There's grace leading us to faith, faith back to grace, which reveals glory. All three of these are types of influence. All of them. Grace influences us to faith, and faith influences us back to grace. And the glory is revealed, and that is God's opinion, and for another level of influence that comes upon us. This is why perfection is being made manifest for us. Because God is saying, I'm not going to let you out of my influence. And my influence is going to absolutely bring forth the perfect inward excellency of Christ. All three of these influence us out of our bad habits and troubles and ensures us a place in his perfection. The doxa, I heard the Lord say this, the doxa of the Lord is falling on us. That means the glory. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is going to stop this authentic faith from becoming his glory over our lives. Nothing's going to stop this. Your failures are setups for glory. The glory belongs on everything. Everything. That's why I said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Not path, but your paths. Plural. Everything. Everything. So now, there's no failure here. There's no failure anymore. Everything for us is just Christ. That's all it is for our lives, just Christ. Just him. Because even when it goes left field, Christ is ready to reveal. He's ready to show forth his hand, his power, his glory. He's ready. He's absolutely, positively ready. There's no weapon formed against us that will prosper. There's no weapon. There's nothing that can stop us. We're already touching it. If you can open up and just begin, even right now, just begin to release your opinion. Begin to release your point of view. What you're doing is you're releasing a pseudo glory that would not bring forth perfection. It's a pseudo glory. It's not going to bring, if it's your opinion, then let it go. And I got one better for you. You might not know whether or not it's your opinion or God's. Well, I say unto you, release it anyway, because anything God says and has said, he will say again.
Mm-hmm.
So you can let it go and be sure, know this, it's going to come right back to you. But have the courage. And if you don't have the courage, guess what? I get to make an exchange at the post. My fear for his courage, my fear for his faith. But I'm telling you now, if you're really wanting the glory of God to really resound on your life, right now, release opinions that have been stagnated, that have not moved like they should. Just begin to release. Right there at the post, I feel the temperament. I feel the anointing of the Lord on the line. He's here. He's here, and he's ready to make a full exchange with you. His temperament is ready to stabilize his opinion. So he's tempered you in his temperament. So when he drops his opinion, you won't lose it. You'll have the muscle to walk it out. Yes, Lord. He said, there's no amount of darkness. There's no amount of darkness that my light can't shine through. There's no amount. There's no amount of failures. There's not an amount. There's not enough space and time. Light is still expanding everywhere. Wherever darkness is, it's still expanding. That's proof positive to you that there's no darkness that can, it can't hide from me. My glory will rise. Let it rise. Let it rise. Makasurdi. Let it rise. Your darkness won't comprehend it, so just release. Release yours and receive mine. Release your opinion and receive mine. Ooh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, my God, my God. My God. Elder Allison says, our Lord wants glory all over our life. Yes, he does. Elder Donna said, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Javon says, amen to the truth. Wanda said, wow, it will be glory after this. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Nothing else but. Because even in darkness, glory is coming. What a plan of salvation he's given unto us. Oh, let's not neglect so great a salvation that he's given unto us, even in darkness. His glory is coming. Erica says this, my God, hallelujah. Jesus, I cannot lose. I get it now when they say, oh, your glory. I know that's right. I know that's right. Wanda says, only having the ear to hear one word will change everything. And it does, my God, Because in that word, when he speaks that word, boy, there's a release. And like Elder Allison and myself have been discussing how smooth he is with it. When he speaks his opinion, he comes in, I mean, ninja, and he's so smooth. You don't even feel like you're being reproved. You want to know why? Because he said, I promise I'll never be angry with you anymore. In my covenant, I'll never be angry. I'll never get mad at you again. He's forever, forever, and I mean forever, under propitiation. Oh, yes, only having an ear to hear one word will change everything. Elder Allison says, hallelujah, Jesus. Elder Donna says, just one word. It's all we need. And Kurt comes in and says, amen. And Wanda back again, grace, faith, glory. I will never be the same after today.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God. Elder Donna says, amen, Lord, amen. Oh, Father, Wanda says, oh, Father, you are enough. It's the truth. It's the truth. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Oh, boy. We can't lose. We can't lose. This is the life of authentic faith. This is the real life of authentic faith in God. Jesus, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Can you just lift your hands just for a moment? Just for a moment, just imbibe what you just heard. Just in this moment, imbibe it. Look at the plan that he has for your life. His plan is to bring you unto perfection. I believe it was in Abraham, when Abraham found out. He found out that Sarah's opinion was wrong for him to sleep with Hagar. Then God ministers his opinion back to Sarah and says, the boy's got to go. Abram wasn't really down with that at first, but Sarah said it, and then God came and said, the woman's right. He has to go. The glory that was intended for Isaac's life would have been probably catastrophically ruined because if Ishmael stayed, because they had that child out of their own opinion. But God put things, he thwarted things back onto under his opinion. And the glory that was designed for Isaac was revealed and then passed on to Jacob and preserved for all the way until Christ would come through the lineage. It was preserved. But the opinion of Abraham and Sarah, rather, had to go. Yes. On Wednesday, for all of you that will be joining the Moore group, I want you to do a case study from failure to glory. And we'll share them on Wednesday. From failure to glory. Look at someone or something that went from failure, but it revealed the glory. There's so many. I'm sure some of you are already probably diving in. And we'll share that on the Moore group. So we'll get a hold of this and we'll get to understand that even in failure, man, there's still glory here. There's still glory. Yes, Lord. Amen. That's all I got for you today. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers on the line. Happy Mother's Day. We love our mothers. We certainly do. We certainly do. I love my